is Jeopardy.
Good luck, players. Here we go. Let's find out about the categories. It's debatable. Certainly is. The Book of Proverbs. We're into the Bible. And finally, dropping mad beats.
Why is the government only releasing images of the boys who are being held? Where are the girls? Where are the young toddlers?
Kirsten.
What is? I don't know. I'm not familiar with those particular images. I will look into that. I'm not aware that.
So why doesn't the president pick up the phone and change the policy? He said he hates it.
Kirsten.
What is?
Congress can fix this tomorrow.
And that would be sucrose.
Have you heard the audio clip of these children wailing that just came out today?
Answer there. Daily Double. You're in the lead with 2,600, but before I ask you to make your wager, we have a change in scoring to announce that affects Carl. Kirsten, how much of your 2,600 are you putting at risk?
12,000. What is? I have not seen something that came out today, but I have been to detention centers.
No. Here is the clue, players.
How is this not child abuse?
Which, be more specific, please.
You have 30 seconds. Good luck.
What is? There's videos, there's TVs. I visited the detention centers myself.
Kirsten, why is she looking at you that way? Because she wrote down, what is God? Sorry, that's incorrect. It'll cost you.
Their parents and temporarily housed in what are essentially summer camps.
Yes, it's finally here. The summer camp your kids have been begging you to send them to. The Laura Ingraham Detention Center Summer Camp Extravaganza. This abandoned Walmart used to roll back prices, but we rolled back the entire building so we can fit 1,500 kids inside. Now we can fit yours too. Children love independence, playing freely without the burden of their family units, telling them not to do this or not to touch that. So if you're crossing the border seeking asylum, drop your kids off here and let us take care of them for the summer, and also forever, I guess.
The Trump administration is taking children from their parents and effectively making them unaccompanied minors.
That I could shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue and not lose support? Well, I haven't done that yet, but I have ripped thousands of children from their families and tossed them in cages and internment camps. And it turns out Trump was right. According to a Quinnipiac poll, 55% of Republicans support my kidnapping policy.
This place used to be just for kids that would walk across the border on their own.
Well, not anymore. At Laura Ingraham's Detention Center Summer Camp Extravaganza, we'll take any kid we can find and give them fun activities like art to make you resent U.S. presidents past and present, exercise during your 2 hours max of fresh air each day, video games so it's easier for the one counselor for every 8 campers to keep them busy and, you know where they are. Hiding from U.S. senators, so they don't know about all the fun we're having.
What is? There's videos, there's TVs, I visited the detention centers myself.
Kirsten, why is she looking at me that way? Because she wrote down, what is God? Sorry, that's incorrect. It'll cost you.
And music class. Worried they'll miss you? Don't. At Laura Ingraham's Detention Center Summer Camp Extravaganza, we have licensed professionals on hand to shake your kid's hand whenever he feels homesick. But who can feel homesick with our luxury accommodations? Featuring giant fenced-in non-cages, metal benches, and tinfoil sleeping bags. Sounds expensive? Think again. It's taxpayer-funded.
The U.S. taxpayer is spending a lot on the care of these children. Nearly $35,000 per year per child. They actually have a higher standard of living than the 13 million American children today currently living below the poverty line.
Wow. We don't pay for our own children to get armed guards. Some of them don't even have clean drinking water.
I want to begin today's show by reading the testimony of a Red Cross official who visited a site that was described by the authorities as a shelter for refugee children. After visiting that site, this Red Cross official stated the following. Not far from the ambulance, from another barracks, the sad cries of the children were heard. There was set on the bare floor 400 children, newborns, children from a few weeks or months up to 10 years of age. How many children came and where they were dispatched could no longer be found out. The children in the children's barracks cried inexorably and were calling their mothers, who were only a few steps away from the children, but the fascist criminals did not let mothers approach their children.
It's great when other people pardon you.
Again, this was the Red Cross official's description of what was called a shelter for refugee children. But this so-called shelter was not in the U.S. It was in fascist Croatia during World War II.
Treat your children better than the children of Flint, Michigan. Worried your kids will try to leave? Don't. They're basically in a maximum security prison. Summer camp. They're at camp.
Or as the San Diego Union Tribune described them today, as looking like basically boarding schools.
Rightfully outraged pretty much every decent human being and Ted Cruz. And now, it looks like even the man who made the policy is tired of the backlash.
Some breaking news. The president, President Trump, has signed the executive order that ends the practice of separating families' children from their parents.
We're signing an executive order. I consider it to be a very important executive order. It's about keeping families together.
Our hero. You know, Trump right now is like if Superman threw a meteor at the Earth and then stopped it himself. Everyone would be like, thanks, I guess? Yeah, so on its face, it seems like President Trump has decided to back down, which, to be honest, isn't totally surprising. Because every day, the family separation stories have gotten worse and worse. The outrage has grown. First, we found out that the kids were being snatched from their parents at the border. Then we learned they were being kept in cages. And yesterday, we were reminded, oh yeah, they have toddlers too.
The Trump administration is sending babies separated from their parents to at least three facilities in South Texas known as tender age shelters.
Yep. I'm standing outside of Casa Presidente. It is one of the three tender age shelters that the Associated Press reported on. Inside there, there are children, as they define tender age, 10 years and younger.
Sweet Lord, tender age shelter. That's a hell of a fancy way to pronounce baby jail. That's a real euphemism. It's like calling a cross-burning a meatless barbecue.
In reality, it was not a shelter for refugee children. It was a concentration camp, known as CSOC, and run by Ustashi fascists allied with Hitler. It began with 900 children in 1942, most of them Serbs, and eventually, there would be more than 6,600 children that were taken to that camp. Between 1,100 and 1,600 of these children would die there. The Nazis, too, had concentration camps for children. And in at least one case, the Nazis manufactured a small village in one of its camps, forcing its prisoners to temporarily convert their hellish gulag into a propaganda site for a visit from the Red Cross.
Boarding schools or whatever.
And so, yesterday, people found out that the federal government was snatching children as young as 8 months from their parents. And people were rightfully outraged, not just at Trump, but also at his Homeland Security Secretary and Cinderella stepsister, Kirstjen Nielsen.
The face of the Trump administration's controversial family separation policy, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, blasted by protesters overnight while trying to eat dinner at a Mexican restaurant in the nation's capital. Nielsen tried to ignore the shouting before finally leaving.
You know, this is the one time someone actually wanted a mariachi band to come to their table. She was like, guys, can you get over here? Play that song. Play it louder. Ba ba da ba da ba ba da ba ba. Ba ba da ba da ba da ba.
To make a sound. Make a sound. You bang on the drum. The drum.
Dr. Furious here, WCOM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. We are rocking out here at Michael Powerland, our little station here in downtown Carrboro. I'm here with DJ Eddie Abbey. You can learn about all the Furious George shows at WCOM LPFM or go to WCOMFM.org. I'm at FuriousG.blogspot.com. Lots of my old shows. We like to take a little piece of the news or horrific events of the week, find some funny clips, spin in some music, slow it down, speed it up, get some stuff you won't hear anywhere else. So, we also like to throw a big middle finger up every once in a while to spotlight the craziness going on with the Trump administration. So, just saying it right here that I'm mad as hell and I don't take it anymore. I'm furious!
Incinerate. happens. Good news, the president fixed it with the next worst thing.
President Trump signing this executive order to end his policy of family separations.
They will still be criminally charging the adults who crossed this border illegally, but the hope is now to keep them all together in the various shelters.
This has been going on for 60 years. 60 years. Nobody's taking care of it.
Actually, buddy, it's been a month, but I agree that it feels like 60 years. Yay! No more baby internment camps, just regular internment camps. Cool, that's what we call a win in 2018. To be clear, I am happy that at least these kids are theoretically going to stay with their parents, but mommy and me jails are not a solution. They're not new, and they're also not legal. We really need to be more specific with our hashtags. Hashtag keep families together, but not in jail, you monster. What is wrong with you?
Thank you.
it as a reasonable compromise. We gotta keep fighting. Trump's executive order challenges the Flores Consent Decree, a 1997 agreement that states the government has to keep children in the least restrictive conditions possible. So no skinny jeans, no toddler shapewear, and no jails. The Flores settlement prohibits the government from keeping migrant children in detention for more than 20 days. Trump is challenging Flores so we can go back to the bad old days of 2014 when parents and children could be kept together indefinitely in prison. Well, not indefinitely. At a certain point during indefinitely, they'll cease to be children. It's called the behind bars mitzvah. And if you're hoping that any of the senators who tweeted since this weekend that they oppose family separation will come up with anything better, don't hold your breath. The leading bills in the Senate and the House also consider indefinite family detention to be a solution.
And look, I get why it's not a good look to torment Latino kids and then go and get your Taco Tuesday on, but let's be honest, there's no place that she could have gone to eat without looking bad. I mean, when you're locking kids up in cages, forget about eating at Golden Corral, right? Carl's Jr. just makes us wonder when he'll be reunited with Carl Sr. And you might think, all right, fine, Hooters. You can go to Hooters. But can you, really, Kirsten, after you've ripped these babies from their mother's breasts? I don't think so. I'm just saying, if you're in charge of an evil family-destroying policy, maybe just pop in a Lean Cuisine for the night. That's what you should do. Stay in. People have been outraged all week about this story. And it didn't help when Trump's friend and part-time advisor Corey Lewandowski headed south of the decency border.
Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski on defense right now after appearing to mock reports of an undocumented 10-year-old girl with Down syndrome being separated from her mother.
I read today about a 10-year-old girl with Down syndrome who was taken from her mother and put in a cage. Read about did you say want to a 10-year-old with Down syndrome
what
being
I
taken
said
from
is
her
you
mother?
Can pick anything
How
you
dare
want
you?
Up, but the bottom
How
line is very
dare
clear.
You?
Yeah, he did just say womp womp, which is funny because that's what he's gonna hear in the afterlife. Wait, I'm in hell? Yeah, you are. Womp womp.
Murder per se, but kidnapping is a close second. Now, if you excuse me, I have to go think of other crimes against basic human decency that Republicans will support and justify.
I bring this up because of the mind-boggling press conference on Monday of the Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen when she was confronted with the audio obtained and published by ProPublica on Monday.
Bueno, aquí tenemos una orquesta.
What we hear on this tape are the cries of children in detention, desperate, looking for their parents, promising to behave if they just let them see their parents. It's gut-wrenching and sickening. But Secretary Nielsen assured the press that the conditions in these detention centers for children are actually really good. And she can testify to that because she's been there.
We now care for them. We have high standards. We give them meals. We give them education. We give them medical care. There's videos. There's TVs. I visited the detention centers myself.
There's been a lot of discussion lately about the comparisons between the Trump administration's family separation policy and the policies of the Nazis, specifically the creation of concentration camps. Some people have objected to such comparisons, saying that they trivialize the mass extermination that took place during the Holocaust. And then there's this answer from Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Well, it's a real exaggeration. Of course, in Nazi Germany, they were keeping the Jews from leaving the country. But this is a serious matter.
there's another quote that I want to share with you on this issue. Now, some say that Jeff Sessions and Stephen Miller are adopting or utilizing Nazi tactics. But listen to what Adolf Hitler wrote about his vision of immigration in Mein Kampf in 1925. Hitler writes, and I'm quoting, "At present, there exists one state which manifests at least some modest attempts that show a better appreciation of how things ought to be done in this matter. It is not, however, in our model German Republic, but in the USA, that efforts are made to conform at least partly to the counsels of common sense. By refusing immigrants to enter there if they are in a bad state of health, and by excluding certain races from the right to become naturalized as citizens, they have begun to introduce principles similar to those on which we wish to ground the people's state." That was in 1925, Adolf Hitler saying he was inspired by the way that the United States was handling immigration.
Keeping the Jews from leaving the country.
That's Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking last night. Joining us now.
No, it is the forced separation, of, as you've articulated, of the children from the parents. And what that looks like is really different depending on the tactics used. But we've had situations where the government officials are quite blatant and say, we're going to take your child from you. And when the children scream or cry and the parents ask, may I console my child? The answer has been no. We heard from one mother who described that it was the first time that she had ever been separated from her child. And her child started vomiting and crying. And the mother said, you know, can I just, officer, have 5 minutes to console my daughter? And the answer to that was no.
And as someone who's worked on this problem for a long time, as someone who's watched this problem since well before President Trump was in office, how is this different? In other words, what happened to a family that crossed the border illegally before?
Well, we have never seen the administration decide that they want to take first-time asylum seekers and en masse begin using our criminal laws to prosecute that action of coming to our country, arriving on our soil. Yes, it happens over a raft, but when individuals say, I want asylum, the old process was, well, let's begin that process.
So next time you risk everything to escape violence and abuse for you and your child, leave them here with us so we can abuse you and your child separately but equally.
See, history and context are vitally important. At the same time, the horrors being meted out by the Trump administration are their own crime. And the racism, the xenophobia, the labeling of undocumented people as vermin, the lie from Stephen Miller that forced separation is actually a humanitarian program, all of this deserves to be fought because it's happening and it's happening now. Yes, the tactics, the rhetoric, the white supremacy, all of these are rooted in history. That history includes the Nazis, but it also includes the history of the United States. All mass crimes throughout history start with a justification, a necessary rationalization, a sick form of nationalism and racism. And also that notion that we are God's chosen people, and everything we do under our man-made laws is actually divinely blessed and endorsed. We don't know what horrors are going to come next with this criminal, human rights abusing, child abuse factory that's being run by the Trump administration. But history teaches us that now is the time to be vigilant. Now is the time to fight, to resist, to stop this before it moves on to its next stage.
Sausage, cheeses, beluga caviar, and of course, who could live without German cigarettes? Get as many as you can find. All this stuff here goes to Madras's factory. I lost a worker.
Discuss the Trump administration's policies and
womp womp.
Right now, no one really knows how Trump's executive order will actually work. It has loose
loopholes that could allow separations to continue. It says nothing about the kids who have already been taken, and the whole thing might not even be legal. Plus, when they released the text, they spelled, and this is completely true, they spelled separation wrong. Guys, this is America. Speak English! I mean, at least there's some hope, some reason for people to be hopeful. You know, in a way, I feel like now we can breathe. People stood up, they fought. 70% of the country was against this, and now there's been some sort of a result, which I guess is a relief, because this week, we weren't just horrified by seeing kids in cages. I know I wasn't the only one who was horrified with the fact that people were trying to defend this practice. And some people were shocked by the rhetoric, but the sad truth is we shouldn't be. We know from history that people have always found ways to defend just about anything. Last week's big story was when Attorney General Jeff Sessions quoted a Bible passage to justify the family separation policy, which is a crazy thing to say, but it's not original.
Most folk who defended slavery were justifying it on the grounds of Christianity.
From the 1830s onward, Southern politicians began to construct an argument that slavery truly was ordained by God.
Yeah, that's what they used to say. Slavery was ordained by God. Make it sound like God was like, look, I don't want black people to suffer, but I gotta get blues music somehow, so you guys gotta take one for the team. And then the last few days, people were also shocked to hear Trump and his supporters fear-mongering that a lot of these adorable little kids would one day become hardened MS-13 hombres. You know, they'd be like, they come in as kids now, but it's only a matter of time before they join a gang. They always say it as if, like, joining a gang is just part of Latino puberty. You know, be like, Mom, my voice just cracked. And it's like, well, now it's time to deal crack. Yeah. But again, this is nothing new. They're just dusting off xenophobia from way back in the 1930s, when Jewish children needed to come to America to escape Nazi Germany.
In 1939, a bill proposed special sanctuary for 20,000 children outside the quota. The Wagner-Rogers bill would become a litmus test for how Americans really felt about Jews. A cousin of the president, Laura Delano Roosevelt, commented, 20,000 charming children would all too soon grow into 20,000 ugly adults.
Conditions that these kids have been living in, like this.
Children in DHS and HHS custody are being well taken care of. We have high standards. We give them meals. We give them education. We give them medical care. There's videos. There's TVs.
Wow, meals, education. What's anyone even complaining about? Except, you see, again, this is the same type of excuse that they used in the 40s to defend America's Japanese internment camps.
The Army provided housing and plenty of healthful, nourishing food for all. Special emphasis was put on the health and care of these American children of Japanese descent. Here they would build schools, educate their children, reclaim the desert.
They are not prisoners. They are not internees. They are merely dislocated people.
Oh, yes, they're merely dislocated people. Yes. Who dislocated them again? That doesn't matter. Not important. So look, today's situation isn't the same, but the excuses sure sound familiar. In fact, they're as old as America itself, which unfortunately makes them too old to be locked up in a tender age shelter.
government only releasing images of the boys who were being held? Where are the girls? Where are the young toddlers?
Kirsten.
What is? I don't know. I'm not familiar with those particular images. I will look into that. I'm not aware
of that. So why doesn't the president pick up the phone and change the policy? He said he hates it.
Kirsten.
What is? Congress can fix this tomorrow.
And that would be sucrose.
Have you heard the audio clip of these children wailing that just came out today?
Answer there. Daily Double. Kirsten, you're in the lead with 2,600, but before I ask you to make your wager, we have a change in scoring to announce that affects Carl. Kirsten, how much of your 2,600 are you putting at risk?
12,000. What is? I have not seen something that came out today, but I have been to detention centers.
No. Here is the clue, players.
How is this not child abuse?
Which, be more specific, please.
You have 30 seconds. Good luck.
What is? There's videos, there's TVs. I visited the detention centers myself.
Kirsten. Why is she looking at me that way? Because she wrote down, what is God? Sorry, that's incorrect. It'll cost you.
The prisoners, however,
excuse me,
they would have rather been somewhere else.
I know you've had a long journey.
Let's have him speak to an officer of the asylum office. And at this point, what we're seeing is prosecution, take your kid away, and let's separate the family and make it as incredible as possible for these parents and children to speak to each other, to know their whereabouts, and to get Austin at times. We're seeing cases where parents are being deported.
More kids are being separated from their parents and temporarily housed in what are essentially summer camps.
Yes, it's finally here. The summer camp your kids have been begging you to send them to.
Save!
And through
there.
Don't
eat it, Pete! You don't eat it, Pete!
Kirsten, you're in the lead with
2,600,
but before I ask you to make your wager, we have a change in scoring to announce that affects Carl. Kirsten, how much of your 2,600 are you putting at risk?
12,000. What is, I have not seen something that came out today, but I have been to detention centers.
No. Here is the clue, players.
Which, be more specifically?
You have 30 seconds. Good luck.
Detention Center Summer Camp Extravaganza. This abandoned Walmart used to roll back prices, but we rolled back the entire building so we can fit 1,500 kids inside. And now we can fit yours too. Children love independence, playing freely without the burden of their family units, telling them not to do this or not to touch that. So if you're crossing the border seeking asylum, drop your kids off here and let us take care of them for the summer.
WCOM LPFM Chavo Carborough. This is Dr. Furious. Micropower Radio, downtown Carborough, blasting out through Chapel Hills and Chatham Counts and Durham and Hillsborough. All rounds. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. Do this every Thursday as part of the Furious George Show. You've been following along a little bit. You probably get the gist. You can learn more about the show at furiousg.blogspot.com. where you'll see some of the old shows and learn about the history of what we've been doing as part of this kind of free speech, funky, fun thing. More importantly, you can also go to WCOM FM and become a part of it. Literally, become a DJ or somehow support the station however you can. You'll hear more of this and other fun stuff. Promise. Speaking of which, here's a local DJ, J. Cole, a song called False Prophets. Furious!
Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Yeah.
Life is a balance. You lose your grip, you can slip into an abyss. No doubt, you see these niggas tripping. Ego in charge of every move, he's a star. And we can't look away due to the days that he caught our hearts. He's falling apart, but we deny it. Justifying a half-ass shit he dropped, we always buy it. When he tell us he a genius, but it's clearer lately. It's been hard for him to look into the mirror lately. There was a time when this nigga was my hero, maybe. That's the reason why his fall from grace is hard to take. Cause I believed him when he said his shit was pure, ain't he? The type of nigga swear he real, but all around us fake. The women, the dick riders, you know the yes men. Nobody with the balls to say something to contest them. So he grows out of control until the person that he truly was all along is starting to show. Damn, wonder what happened. Maybe it's my fault for idolizing niggas based off the words they be rapping. When come to find out, these niggas don't even write they shit. Hear some new style bubbling up, then they bite this shit. Damn. What I get for lying to myself. Well, fuck it. What's more important is he's crying out for help. While the world's egging him on, I'm begging him to stop it. Playing his old shit, knowing he won't top it. False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Yeah, I got a homie, he a rapper and he wanna win bad. He want the fame, the acclaim, the respect that's been had by all the legends. So every time I see him, he's stressing. Talking about niggas, don't fuck with him. This shit is depressing. And I know he's so bitter, he can't see his own blessings. Goddamn, nigga, you too blind to see you got fans, nigga. And a platform to make a classic rap song to change a nigga's life. But you too anxious living life. Always worry about the critics who ain't never fucking did it. I write what's in my heart, don't give a fuck who fucking with it. But in a sense, I can relate. The need to be great turns into an obsession and keeps a nigga up late. Writing words, hoping people observe the dedication that stirs in you constantly. But intentions get blurred. Do I do it for the love of the music or is there more to me? Do I want these niggas to worship me? False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Yeah, false prophets. These rappers insecure. They talk about being a man so much I finally understand that they ain't even sure about who they are and why they do this. Guess I'm included in that category as a nigga who done had the glory. My highest moments come from telling all the saddest stories I've seen in my life. I be fiending to write songs that raise a hair on my arms. My lowest moments came from trying too hard to impress some niggas that couldn't care for mom. Therefore, from here on out, my hair grow out. I care nothing about opinions. I wanna give hope like the fountains you throw pennies in. Hit the store, take your disc, make your wish. This is dedicated to the ones that listen to me on some faithful shit. I'm on some thankful shit. But the real God is in you, not the music you copping. I hear my old shit and know I can top it. False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this.